So we heard what St. Paul said in that first reading, that he urges us to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received. What a great challenge that is for us as we still continue to begin this new year. What is my goal? What am I going to do? What's important? How will I act? How will I treat my teachers and my classmates? So what St. Paul says, I say, and the principal and your teachers say, we urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received. And what is the call that you have received? To be a saint. That Jesus has called you to live with him, to put him first in your life, and let that be the reason that you do everything else. So the call you have received is to become, to live like Jesus. And so as we said last week, and as you keep hearing, you'll keep hearing this year, seek first the kingdom. The motto, the theme for this year, to put God in the center of your life and live as though that is true. So how we treat each other, how we act on the playground, how well we are attentive to our teachers, and when we go home, how well we are obedient to our parents, how we treat our siblings. To live like Jesus is the most important thing in your life. We urge you, which means we beg you, we really, really hope that this is what you do. And St. Paul went on to say that God gives gifts according to the person, according to his grace. And he listed some of the different categories that he was talking about in that time. So we can think about it in our own. Some of you are really good at basketball, or some of you are great in gymnastics. Some of you are good at art and coloring. Some of you are good in math and science. God gives us gifts. So it doesn't really matter what someone else is good at. What gift has God given you? And this is what the gospel is about. There's many ways that we can look at the gospel and interpret that parable. But one of them is that he gave according to each person what they needed and what he had promised them. And if you were listening, the ones who worked all day were jealous. It's not fair. I'm sure if I asked you to raise your hands, if you've ever said in your life, it's not fair because someone got something that you thought was better than you, or someone got something you thought that you deserved. It's nothing new. It's been with us forever. The ones who worked all day in the hot heat said, it's not fair that they get paid the same as we. But Jesus said, are you jealous? Because I'm generous. So maybe you look at one of your friends or one of your classmates, and they're really good at one of those things that I mentioned. And it's easy for us to be jealous. But God wants us to celebrate, wants us to rejoice that some people are really good at these things. And also, I know like right now, right, basketball tryouts are going on. And we're doing cheerleading and these other activities. So when we look at this gospel, there might be someone who tries out for basketball this year who never played before, but they get a starting spot on the team. And if you played last year or the year before, you might say, it's not fair. I've been here all day long working in the hot heat. Why does this person get my spot on the court? Jesus says, don't be jealous. Celebrate that other people are rejoicing. Celebrate that other people have the gifts. Because in that first reading from St. Paul, he goes on to say that there's one. There's one body. There's one Lord. There's one faith. And so we want to think of that when we look at our classmates and our friends, that some have gifts, some have talents that we don't have. And that's okay. Because God gives us everything that we need. And that's what the responsorial psalm said, right? The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. So if we put God first in our life, if we seek first the kingdom of God in all things, we realize that we have everything that we need. And it doesn't matter to me that someone has something more or different than I do. So we want to pray for that grace to really receive Jesus, to let him live in our hearts. Just like we said last week, right? Jesus lives in this tabernacle, but he also lives inside of us. And what could be better than that? What could be a greater gift than that? So what if someone's better at you than something else? You all are living with Jesus, and that is the best thing ever. So let us seek first the kingdom. Let us become temples of the Holy Spirit. Put God first, because if the Lord is your shepherd, then you will want, you will need nothing else. Amen.